Coach Anson Dorrance, legendary coach of the Tar Heels, joins us now. And Coach Dorrance, I know that this time of the year, you must get, even as experienced as you are at this type of thing, you must get knots in your stomach when you're getting ready for this.
Actually, honestly, all of us get excited. These tournaments are outstanding. All the teams coming in that are left have high RPIs. All of us right now are sort of jockeying for a good NCAA seed. And the best thing about the ACC tournament is every one of these games, win or lose, actually helps your RPI. So I don't have knots in my stomach. I have the excitement of playing a team that beat us earlier to see if we can improve on our result against them. So honestly, we're looking at this thing as an opportunity.
This is like a national championship series here. All four teams appearing in tonight's semifinals ranked in the top six in this week's National Soccer Coaches Association of America poll. Virginia, number one, Florida State, three, Carolina, four, Virginia Tech, six. I don't know about you, Coach, but I just find that to be amazing at the level of play there is here in the ACC.
Yeah, and I think, Ron, you've hit the nail on the head. I think one thing that's unique about this year's conference tournament, certainly the four teams that are left, this could be the four teams left in the national championship tournament, also coincidentally held over at Wake Med Park the last couple weekends of our season here. So we think this is like a preview for the national championship weekend, and that's the attitude all of us have coming into this. We're very proud of our conference and the success of all the teams, and every team in this event that's left could easily win the national championship. So we're looking at this as almost like a preview of that event.
Coach, everybody knows about the accomplishments of the Carolina women's soccer program over the years, all the national championships and everything else, but such an important part of every year is the chemistry of each team, and every year it's a little different. Talk a little bit about the chemistry of this year's Tar Heel team.
Well, one thing I've really enjoyed is you see these different leaders emerge, and you graduate a class, and you're thinking, oh my gosh, we're never going to replace that collection of extraordinary young women. We're not going to have that kind of leadership again. We're not going to have that kind of chemistry. And then what's really interesting and fun for all of us is to see these different kids emerge as leaders. And we've got four outstanding captains that not only get it done on the field, but also get it done outside of the confines of the field. Four great leaders in Kalia Ojai, my center forward, Crystal Dunn, of course, last year's National Player of the Year. Kelly McFarland, who's had an absolutely brilliant season for us at holding midfield, and Anna Seeloff, our goalkeeper. And I'll tell you, these four kids, we used to call them the weavers and bobbers, kids that were, you know, trying to get out of doing everything at every opportunity, and now all of a sudden they're captains, and there's this transformation as they've now taken full responsibility for the team and the chemistry, and they've been absolutely wonderful leaders. I'm very proud of them and very proud of the season we're having.
Well, Coach, I want to wish you good luck in your match tonight against Florida State and the ACC tournament in general and in the NCAA tournament beyond.
Well, Ron, I appreciate that, and I appreciate this opportunity to chat with you.
It's always great to talk to you, Coach, and have a great day and a good night tonight.
Thank you, sir.